environmental conservationists say partnerships between government and the private sector can play a crucial role in restoring Uganda's forests, but only if environmental protection is prioritized over profit. Pauline Nantongo-Kalunda, the executive director of EcoTrust, says many natural forests have been replaced by eucalyptus and pine plantations, which are seen as more commercially viable. However, EcoTrust is advocating that combining timber income with environmental services like carbon credits can create sustainable and competitive land use systems. According to the organization, over 54,000 households across Uganda have benefited from carbon financing and community business initiatives over the past 27 years. EcoTrust has also highlighted that smallholder farmers receive 60% of carbon credit revenues directly, while the remaining is used for certification, monitoring, and technical assistance.
That we can trust for those 27 years that have received the financial loan from, and these are the ones that have received money from the carbon market. There are others that we have worked with through the grants and so on and so forth. These are communities that have, each household is an economic unit. Each household has a business plan and a business plan. For some, this is the very first time they ever sat down to plan how to use their land and have real proper expectations of the financial program, so on and so forth.